Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. All you have to do is dial in toll-free. The number is 855-450-FREE. That number brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-855-450-3733. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. And as usual, with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
All right. So we will, of course, take your calls about anything that you want to discuss. But in the news this week, besides the rest of the election politician side of things, there was the initiatives side of the election, which I think is more interesting because it has a direct effect on what actually can change somebody's lives. Whether you elect a Republican versus a Democrat, usually doesn't affect much of anything. Government keeps getting bigger, more intrusive, more oppressive, whether you choose candidate A or candidate B. But in the case of a ballot initiative or a proposed constitutional amendment, these are things that can actually significantly change in some ways the way government operates, at least in this case, in the cases of Washington and Colorado, regarding full-on legalization of marijuana.
Right. I mean, these aren't just medical cases here. These are small possessions. Of marijuana legal in Washington and Colorado now, apparently.
Well, it's going to take some time, apparently, for kind of the ball to get rolling on this. And one of our, there was a statement that some sort of political portion of this was going to take a year to figure out. We'll get into exactly what the Washington state details are, because the devil is indeed in the details. It's not as
absolutely.
It's not as bright of a future as some people might want to consider it once you start to learn more about what actually passed there in Washington. And we're just going to focus on Washington here tonight. I've got some useful pieces. One of them contradicts what we said earlier this week. I just figured the cops were going to arrest their way right up until the absolute deadline here. And maybe
so
even,
who's we? I didn't say this.
I said I just. I don't know what you said, but that's what I thought. Seeing as how that's what they did in California, the police, after Proposition 215 was passed, continued to crack down on marijuana possession despite the fact that they're were a lot of people in California that voted to change the status there and that it had been made legal for medicinal purposes. But it didn't matter to some of those police departments. They just wanted to go ahead and keep making arrests anyway. And it took a number of years to finally move past that point. So even after it was changed, they continued to crack down in a lot of ways. That's changed now in California, but it took a decade. And so I figured they would continue in the arresting mode as long as they possibly could. But according to a couple different pieces here, there's one out of the DailyChronic.net, Washington legalization effects already felt as police ignore marijuana. According to Seattle police, expect no enforcement for possession. Although Washington State's successful marijuana legalization measure, I-502, won't take effect until December 6th, police in Seattle are already treating cannabis as legal. Seattle police spokesperson says, for us, the law has changed. What you can expect is no enforcement on possession. That's a reasonable expectation. Meanwhile, local prosecutors are saying they will not charge marijuana possession cases beginning on December 6th when possession of marijuana by adults becomes legal. But in another news story from CairoTV.com in the Seattle area, they're saying that prosecutors in King and Pierce counties are already announcing they're dropping pending cases of marijuana possession after state voters legalized the drug in Tuesday's election. So
what's the point in going on with a case when voters have legalized it? It just doesn't,
because it isn't legal yet. It doesn't start until December 6th, and they
You can just continue your case, but it would still be illegal because you possessed it prior to this date.
Right. The point is what I thought they were going to do is keep going with this because it's about making money. It's about cashing in. But in this case, they're going to drop apparently 175 misdemeanor cases.
Yeah, the last
so good
person,
for them.
The last person to be killed in World War One happened after the 11th hour and the 11th day and whatever that was, 11th month. It happened afterwards. Is he any less dead? I mean, it's just deadlines don't really make any sense in this case. The voters in this state didn't want marijuana, and it would be ridiculous for the prosecutor's office to continue, and I applaud them.
Would you? Well, I mean, I think they made the right choice in this case, but would you have been surprised had they continued to arrest people?
I would be outraged, and maybe not surprised.
So last Friday afternoon, the King County Sheriff's Office deputies were ordered to no longer arrest or charge people caught with 1 ounce or less of marijuana. So that all sounds pretty good, right? I mean, right up on its front there, they're going to stop prosecuting. In fact, not only are they stopping fresh prosecutions, they're going to stop everything that's pending as well. And I wonder what this will mean for the people who are in jail for marijuana. Will they be able to somehow appeal now that they're sitting in a cage and maybe they were convicted, you know, 6 months ago when it was still illegal? Does the legal status of it now, is that going to somehow affect them?
How many people are sitting in jail 6 months for simple possession of a small amount of marijuana?
I mean, depends. I mean, there's a three strikes law.
Could be. I mean, I would think that that's a really small number of people at that point. I hope that they can, you know, get out. But usually people in possession of marijuana aren't spending a lot of time in prison. Mostly because prosecutors and police know that these folks are not dangerous, they just want to squeeze them for some more money. So they'll get a big old hefty fine. Locally, it's $420, because that's funny. And but, you know, they squeeze them for some money and send them on their way.
So here's what no one's telling you about Washington's marijuana legalization, according to Examiner.com. It talks about how they made some history this month by being the first state, along with Colorado, to legalize recreational use of marijuana for adults 21 and over. And the web is flooded with celebration and images of foggy Seattle streets portrayed as some sort of marijuana Valhalla. But the real fog seems to be surrounding what Washington's legalization actually entails. First, don't light up just yet. The initiative doesn't take effect until December 6th. Even then, marijuana cannot be legally purchased until the state chooses who can legally produce and sell it, a process that could take up to a year, and your neighborhood pot dealer will unlikely be chosen.
I would agree with that.
Users will only be permitted to possess up to 1 ounce of dried marijuana, and possessing just 50% more than the legal amount will land you with a felony charge that holds a jail sentence of up to 5 years in prison.
I guess so, you don't carry more than an ounce, huh?
I guess. Don't expect to be smoking anywhere other than a private residence either, because smoking in public is still illegal.
How illegal?
It's not clear.
Okay.
In fact, a Manette resident...
Drinking in public is illegal.
In a lot of places, and it shouldn't be.
People should be able
to drink whatever they want to drink. You know, it's the things that come from being too drunk that are the problem in
public. People should be responsible for their actions in all circumstances. I don't care how inebriated they are.
Right. What does it matter? What does it matter if the guy went into the bar and got drunk and then went out and peed on the side of a building versus got drunk in the park and then went and peed on the side of someone's building? I mean, it's the behavior of drunks that's the problem, not the location at which they decided to consume their alcohol. But anyway, it's not made clear here whether it's going to be a felony for you to smoke in public. I imagine it's probably just a misdemeanor or a city violation. And in fact, a Manette resident has already been arrested after police were called to a local park where the man said that after Tuesday's election, pot is legal. He said, "We saw it on the news," he told the officer.
What else do you need to know, right?
Right. Well, because who the hell reads the law? I mean, who really takes the time to read laws?
I don't see what the purpose of arresting this individual was.
It's money, man. It's illegal to smoke pot in public still in Washington.
Yes, but
so they're going to crack down.
That's the job of a peace officer. The job of a peace officer is to create more peace. You say, no, I'm sorry.
You must not be living in the same society in which I'm living, because here they're called law enforcement officers.
No, I asked you what the point was. And you said making money, and I'm pointing out that making money isn't the job of a peace officer.
That's right. We don't have those.
Making money is the job of an armed revenue agent.
That's what we have. They're called law enforcement officers. They don't call themselves peace officers. Now and then you can get them to say that, but generally they're considered law enforcement because they're supposed to blindly enforce whatever laws that they're tasked with enforcing.
That's not true.
Which, of course, they don't actually do, but that's, in theory, what a law enforcement officer is supposed to do. And I don't like the idea of law enforcement officers. I think we should have peace officers. And nobody is being disturbed by someone walking down the street enjoying a smoke, or sitting out in front of a business or in the park enjoying a smoke. What do you think about it, though? 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. If you were in a state where they legalized marijuana, would it be offensive to you to see somebody smoking a joint in public? 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can also bring up what you want more about the dirty details here in moments.
A few months back, our neighbor's house was broken into. They took some cash, some jewelry, you know, stuff that can be replaced. But we needed peace of mind, so we decided to get a security system. Mark's company has Protection One, and they do home security too, so we figured they'd be perfect for us. Over 1 million people trust them for home security, so they're obviously doing something right. But the best part, there's always a live person when you call Protection One. That's definite peace of mind.
Act now to protect your family. Go to protectionone.com/99 to see how you can get security plus home automation for only $99. That's protectionone.com/99. Or call 855-872-9368 for details. That's 855-872-9368. This is a limited time offer, so call now. 855-872-9368. 855-872-9368.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous 4 herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves toll free at 855-450-FREE. You can bring us anything that you want. We are talking about marijuana legalization, which is different from decriminalization. And I got into another discussion about the differences between those words. And I still prefer to say that decriminalization is my preference, but full decriminalization. Some say that legalization simply means to make legal in that you don't create regulatory structure around it, that would be legalization and regulation. But every legalization proposal I've ever seen is a regulatory proposal. As in, to me, to legalize something means to make legal. And in order to make something legal, you create a legal framework or a legal structure, rules, regulations, that sort of thing around it. And we'll continue and talk about the real downside of legalization here in a moment. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Unfortunately, in most places, cannabis is still illegal. And so that means that maybe you probably are dealing with a cannabis charge or might possibly in the future deal with criminal charges for having a plant in your pocket, in which case, if you're like me, you really can't afford to spend thousands of dollars on an attorney. So you can do it yourself.
That's true. There's a course out there that makes it easy to be able to defend yourself in court. And the writer, the creator of this course, is a doctor in jurisprudence or whatever the terminology is. He says that actually there's stuff in the course that regular attorneys don't know. And I think that's all very interesting. I'm going to be taking the course again. Probably going to do it this weekend, maybe next weekend. But if you've ever had to take a complaint to trial and you didn't want to spend the money on an attorney, howtowinincourt.com is the solution. It's a course for people who don't have an attorney, teaches you the court's rules, and until you know those rules, you're fighting in the dark. You can't go in there after watching a season of Law and Order and figure it out.
Yeah.
It works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts. As a matter of fact, it works in courts, any court based on the English common law system, which is all over the world. And this is the new and improved jurisdictionary course, howtowinincourt.com. It's written so that the average eighth grader could learn it in a weekend. Their brand new website has all kinds of free tools. Go there, use the free tools, buy the course. Costs less than an hour with any good attorney. howtowinincourt.com.
So it's going to take at least another year for the Washington state government to figure out who's going to be allowed to sell marijuana under their new legalization scheme. In addition to that, it's still illegal to possess more than an ounce. In fact, if you've got an ounce and a half, you've got a felony charge on your hands. And then if you possess it in public, meaning if you smoke it in public, you could be arrested for that as well.
But we don't know for what, and because you could be arrested for drinking in public, too.
An arrest is an arrest, man. It ruins people's lives. So I don't think it matters very much whether it's a misdemeanor or a felony to most people. Most
or
people don't want to go to jail.
Agreed.
Most people don't want to have their freedom taken from
them. A speeding ticket is an arrest. A violation is
Yeah, but most people don't consider that an arrest. They generally consider being handcuffed and taken down to a police station.
I will agree with you on that. So we don't know the specifics there.
So growing, processing, and selling will be controlled by the Washington State Liquor Control Board. This is according to Examiner.com. With a 25% tax at each level, so growing, 25% tax, processing, 25% tax, selling, 25% tax. So that's a lot of tax in there.
It's a lot of tax, but I still bet you it's less than... Because it doesn't take that much to grow marijuana. It's not that hard. And once the agribusiness gets behind it, they're going to be, it's an easy crop to grow.
What does whether it's easy to grow or not have anything to do with whether
cost.
It's okay to have 75% taxes on the
cost?
Thing.
That's the point. Is it's going to be, it's easier to grow than corn, man. And corn doesn't cost much an ear.
Yeah.
So you can go to the store and buy an ear of corn for 44 cents.
I really don't understand your point. They're going to be restricting the amount of people who can grow and sell this product, Mark. So it's going to be a controlled, restricted marketplace. So the cost isn't going to be limited by market competition. There won't be free market competition on this.
Agreed. There's not free market competition on anything right now.
Well, there's some markets where there's very little regulation it's close to free. I mean, computer parts there's some FCC compliance checks and that sort of thing, but there's no overarching and computer parts or computer software regulatory agency.
And people are going to be able to compete against the growers in this case if that's what you want to do. If their prices are too high, you can grow this stuff yourself.
And
the possession of it...
Whoa, have you read their law yet?
I'm not saying it's legal, Ian.
Oh, so you're saying grow it illegally.
They're growing it already.
The average person cannot do that.
There's going to be competition from the black market, which is going to drive down the price.
There still will, but not that much. Not that much. It hasn't really driven it down that much in California.
There's a lot of weed in this country, and if you can truck it on into Washington, D.C. and
that'd be crossing state borders and make it quite illegal to do that.
It's illegal already, Ian.
Right, but you're making it sound like the average person is just going to start growing marijuana.
It's going to drive down the price of marijuana.
It might slightly bring the price down. It's not what we've seen in California at all. Let's continue, though, with Rudy listening in Texas to XM's Extreme Talk. Hello, Rudy.
Hey, how we doing? Hey, I
good,
have
man.
A comment and a question.
Yes, sir.
I don't think there's anything wrong with legalizing it. Matter of fact, I think that they should. That way they can tax it. You said something like about 25% or whatever. So I was thinking more like 50%.
Oh, it's 25% at each level. They're going to tax the growers 25%, the processors 25%, and the sellers 25%.
Yeah, well, that's good. I mean, at least because if you could take that tax money and pay off all the bills that the state has, and, you know, then the government, I guess, is going to come in, you know, Uncle Sam's always takes this cut.
But, well, let me ask you this, Rudy. They probably said this about alcohol legalization in, what, the 30s or whatever when they brought it back. Has the government ever paid off all of its debts or any portion of its debts?
Right?
I mean, really? I mean, the government's like a crack addict when it comes to money, and you don't give money to crack addicts.
Yeah. Well, see, I guess smoking, it really does. You can only smoke so much and get so high. On alcohol, you know, you could drink and drink, and then you're going to get sick. I mean, you're going to get alcohol poisoning.
Yeah, you'll die if you have too much.
Yeah, exactly. And my question is, man-made booze, alcohol, God-made grass, who do you trust?
Thanks for the call, Rudy. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You know, that question, though, isn't really fair. I mean, God also made rotting fruit. Right. I mean, if you want to say God made marijuana, but man made alcohol, I mean, God made the fermentation process. Did he not? I mean, if you want to come at it from that perspective.
It's a fun statement.
Yeah.
I get it. I like it for that reason. But, you know, I mean, we just had a guy post on our Facebook page the THC, which is the active ingredient in marijuana. One of the active ingredients in marijuana that gets you high is in an insecticide, natural insecticide. So who would want to consume insecticide? So, I mean, you know,
because everything that hurts an insect is going to hurt you, right?
God made poison, too. That doesn't make it good for you. It's obviously not a logically consistent statement, but it's fun.
Yeah, it is fun. So there's going to be taxes, lots of taxes. They're going to put the Liquor Control Board in charge of it. And ordinary citizens, that's you, buddy. You won't be permitted to grow marijuana either. Only the state-approved growers will be allowed to do this. How they will decide who those people will be remains to be seen. They haven't figured that out yet. That's going to take them probably, they're saying at most a year, but this is government we're talking about. So if it doesn't take them a year, if they're not done in a year, it's going to take them longer. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. Your thoughts are welcome.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
If anything you want, here live Saturday edition of the program, 855-450-FREE. You don't have to talk about cannabis legalization and the messy legal process that is surrounding it in Washington State as we're getting into the nasty details of exactly what their legalization program entails. We'll continue that here in a moment. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have there, including listening options. We've got live streams, broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show are there. You can listen in anytime you want. You can hear the latest episode of Free Talk Live around the clock, 24/7, all free at listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, get a list of our over 100 great radio stations that air the show at various times throughout the week on AM and FM across the country. Our satellite listening options, including XM Satellite Radio, where we're heard throughout the week, and our free-to-air KU-band channel. There's also our webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Go get the details. Get tuned in at listen.freetalklive.com.
If you don't know what a Bitcoin is, you should, because I predict that this is going to be the most important invention of this decade. It's an extraordinarily important thing.
Moments before we went on the air, I was tooling around with my KU band free-to-air satellite receiver in here and checking the RT channel. They actually had somebody on, I think it was from Argentina, where Bitcoin is helping people get around government controls on currency.
Hmm.
And they were talking about how Bitcoin is, you know, basically helping people completely sidestep the entire monetary system and control system that the government has put into place.
Governments.
That's revolutionary.
Yeah, it is revolutionary. It's absolutely revolutionary. Bitcoin is the single most revolutionary thing to happen to the world. They talked about the Twitter revolution. The Twitter revolution is going to look like nothing compared to the Bitcoin revolution. And the Bitcoin revolution is going to roll on and on, freeing people around the world. You know, there's different places where they need more freedom than others. But in places, you know, places where they have a great deal of despotism and control in their economy, Bitcoin can be very helpful. Here in the United States, certainly we have more freedom in our economy. But say you want to play blackjack online. You can't do that legally. Well, you can with Bitcoins because they're not even considered money by the United States government. So if you want to get your Bitcoins, go to bitinstant.com. If you need to find out what a Bitcoin is, start your search at weusecoins.org. But when you're ready to buy, and you should buy soon because they're, you know, they're poised to move upward, BitInstant.com is the fastest, safest, most trusted place to do it. BitInstant.com.
Let's continue here, and we'll give you more about the details on exactly what's happening with marijuana legalization. How is it going to work in Washington State? And maybe it'll just barely work because it sounds like there's going to be a lot of state control involved in this. But first, let's continue. You may bring up what's on your mind. Listening to WCK in Flint, Michigan, it's Eric. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on
with you tonight?
Thank you.
Thanks for being there. I'm attempting to establish a grassroots freedom liberty group with you folks as the inspiration down here, and there's a growing awareness of a government tyranny, and I mean, in this locale, they fluoridate the water, and it's now rather well proved that fluoride, water fluoridate, although that's not what I call it.
You know, I get the concerns about the fluoride. I understand that some people believe certain things about it, but to me it seems to be one of the least important issues of our time.
But I don't like the idea of them adding anything to water that people don't necessarily want.
Hey, thank you. And, you know, the damning data is there to prove that it's a totally toxic substance. Anyway, ICLEI, Environmental Council on Local Environmental Issues, is why I called. There's a gal that I heard interview. I can't recall her name. She does have a website. I hope you fellas will check it out. StopTheCrime.net, StopTheCrime.net. In the interview, she disclosed the fact that she calls ICLEI International Criminal Law Eliminating Independence. And she cited that cell phone towers have literally been weaponized with the capability to generate really deleterious frequencies that can induce, cardiac failure, cancers.
Sounds pretty ridiculous. Where did you hear that claim?
This woman, she actually cited NASA documents.
Where was this? Where did you hear this?
Okay, I heard. Well, I'm not going to say, unless you want me to say where.
I'm wanting to know where you heard the claims made.
Well, it was in an interview on a program that's carried by a local, believe it or not, one of these, bizarre evangelical religious stations here locally.
Mm-hmm.
The program's called Radio Liberty. It was
okay. Yeah, so it's a conspiracy. It's a conspiracy program, and you can hear people make all kinds of claims about all manner of different mind control techniques.
Some are better, some are worse at making the claims.
You know, here's what I would do if I were you. I wouldn't worry about it and focus more on things that you can control in your life.
If they're going to zap you from a cell phone tower, they're going to zap you from a cell phone tower.
You could always get a tinfoil hat and put that on, walk around town and see how that goes. Maybe people will take you more seriously.
Yeah, you're right, guys. And you know what? I'm a disabled vet, and I'm rounding up people. Well, not. I mean, figuratively, I'm going door to door when I can to get down to the county council. Believe it or not, they meet. me at 9 o'clock Wednesday mornings. How's that for citizen involvement opportunity, right?
Yeah, well, they don't want to meet at times when people can actually attend, at working people. They only want to...
In my town, they attend. They meet at 7 o'clock at night. Nobody shows. Very few people show up.
Yeah,
unless they're being threatened by, you know, some kind of zoning thing, they don't show up.
Hey, Eric, thanks for the call, man. Good luck with your projects out there. I thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. I don't believe the claim that cell phone towers are weaponized and will create maladies in people's bodies. I think that's pretty ridiculous. I don't think that the people operating those towers would want to be a part of anything like that. There are engineers who work on those towers who have families, and their families would be subject to that radiation too. So I find that pretty ridiculous.
You know, there's certainly technologies out there that would scare the pants off of anybody listening to this show right now if they knew about them. I'm certain that that's true. However, there are also people who are mentally ill in this world. And I used to work at a gym as a personal trainer, and there's this lady that would come in and would talk about the helicopters following her. And we just thought she was nuts. But if you find one of these people, I mean, there's thousands, tens of thousands of them walking around the United States that's good at telling their story, and you put them on the radio, then you don't have a paranoid schizophrenic any longer. You've got an expert.
Well, you can always put doctor in front of your name, and then everybody will take you seriously. So 855-450-FREE. Let's continue with you and your thoughts. We'll go to Shane. He's on the road listening to XM's Extreme Talk in Indiana. Hey, Shane.
What's going on tonight?
What's on your mind?
I just want to start off by saying we miss you guys on XM during the week. That first hour of the show, I really wish XM would pick you back up. But
well, I appreciate that. And what we've had, our situation with XM is let me lay it out for you real briefly. We're flexible as a radio show. We don't have this ironclad corporate contract like most talk radio shows do.
We try to make it easy for our program director.
Right. So when it comes time for them, where they had to, in this case, they took on a new show on a different channel, they had to make room for that show, and we got the cut. We've been cut before on XM, and we've been restored. So we had 3 hours. They cut us to two. We were restored to three, and now they've cut us back to two during the week. So I would expect that eventually we'll probably be put back to 3 hours. And it certainly doesn't hurt to contact XM and let them know, or Sirius XM, and let them know how you feel and that you would like to hear Free Talk Live all 3 hours per night during the week. And I don't know, I think you were calling for another reason, so hang on, Shane. We'll get you back here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. And same thing with local radio stations. If you're not hearing all 21 hours of Free Talk Live every single week live, because we're live every night of the week, all 7 nights, then just call real nicely and ask for it. It doesn't hurt. Compliment them, tell them thanks for airing Free Talk Live, and ask for some more. We're coming up. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Live. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A science fiction genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum Live. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features, and corporate villains crave the opportunity to steal a profit from Mother's ingenuity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com.
37 Things to Hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want, toll free, 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have there. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, tis the season to do some shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. Now you can shop anytime you want at shop.freetalklive.com. There are links there to Amazon's, in different parts of the world, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Amazon US. You click into the right Amazon for you, and then you just begin your regular Amazon shopping experience. Get whatever it is you're looking for at great Amazon prices, free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of their brand new items, and the huge selection that you're used to with all the reviews. It's all the same Amazon. You're just entering through our affiliate portal. Therefore, Amazon does not keep 100% of their profits. They send some of it to Free Talk Live. So really, it's a great way for you to get the stuff you're looking for and maybe get some gifts from for your loved ones and help Free Talk Live all at the same time.
Takes an extra moment.
Yeah, go to shop.freetalklive.com. As we go back to Shane, he's on the road in Indiana. Shane, what was on your mind tonight?
Well, I called to talk about the Fed's involvement in the whole marijuana legalization. But real quick, I just wondered, you know, still how, if it's okay, how Free Talk Live has kind of helped, you know, shape some of my thoughts and maybe tried to help me kind of bring the ideas of liberty to, you know, I'm a religious man. I'm involved in a Pentecostal church, which is, I don't know, I've heard you guys say some negative stuff on the show about it, but it's given me the opportunity to talk to some people involved in my religion, you know, about issues such as, you know, legalization or decriminalization of drugs, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, whereas they wouldn't necessarily agree that, you know, drugs are good for us. You may not, I mean,
I bet they wouldn't.
You know, smoking crack is obviously not good or healthy for an individual, but they can, you know, I've kind of had opened some doors for people to kind of see, you know, we shouldn't be locking people in cages, you know, for putting a substance in their body, you know.
That's awesome. I would ask him, who would Jesus cage?
Well, that's the thing, you know, and obviously I'm, all the ideas that you guys promote, I'm not going to, you know, they're not going to see eye to eye on, but, you know, if you can just open up somebody's mind on one issue, you know, I think, you know, dialogue sometimes, you know, gets people to thinking, you know, maybe down the road they'll look at, you know, some other issues, whatnot.
I agree with you. I mean, you can't convert somebody to pure, you know, to pure liberty in one session. It takes time. People have to be exposed over multiple instances, usually by multiple people, before they really start to take new ideas like this seriously.
I also like to point out that Free Talk Live does not have a monopoly on truth. Ian and I do not claim to be the holders of all truth out there. So, you know,
I was wrong earlier this week when I said that I thought the crackdown was going to continue on marijuana in Washington.
Right.
Apparently not.
You've got, you know, just because I had a bad experience at a Pentecostal church, please don't think that means we think you're a bad person.
Very good.
I'll never think that. My whole thing is just, you know, when I talk to people about it, obviously, you know, we're not really a mainstream Christian religion. So my thing is, you know, when I talk to people at church, you know, when you start taking away rights from this group or that group, you know, you're all of a sudden making it okay. You're opening a door that on down the road, you know, you're opening a door that someday you're not going to be able to shut, you know.
Yeah, well, someday they could turn around, somebody else could get in charge, and then they could restrict you and regulate something you like to do, whatever that might end up
right.
being. Hey, is the Pentecostal, is that the group that does the speaking in tongues?
Yeah,
yes, it is.
Among them.
Thanks. That's some funny stuff, don't you think?
Yeah.
I mean, come on, is that funny or what?
Well, I mean, I heard you talk about it before. I've called the shows a couple times, and I was raised Baptist. I wasn't raised this way, and you know, I must admit, without trying to, you know, convert everybody on there, that's not my intent with the phone call. But if we wanted to go down through a Bible study, I could try to tell you where it comes from. But
does everybody do it? Is it like something that everyone in the church does, or only the people that are moved to?
We believe, without, you know, trying to open the door for you guys to just beat me over the head and make fun of me about it. We believe that, you know, when a person is filled with the Holy Ghost, they will speak in other tongues, like you can read about in the book of Acts.
The tongues of men and angels.
But it only happens at certain times, right? It's not like everybody just decides to speak in tongues at one point during the worship service.
Well,
it's just...
Now, this is the thing that I have issue with. You know, you have a lot of... the Pentecostal church has a lot of people that really push and give us a bad name, you know... a lot of stuff that we might not necessarily agree with, you know, like a lot of prophecy putting out.
Prophecy.
Prophets, you know, saying, you know, this is going to happen and it doesn't come to pass, or, you know.
Yeah, it does make you look bad when people.
Pretty nice sect, you know. We don't, you know, we don't believe in TV. I mean, there's a lot of, you know.
Hey, that's not a bad thing. Shane, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you, and I appreciate the perspective. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
So when I was going to the Pentecostal church.
When was this?
When I was in prison, you know, the Pentecostal preachers would come there, and
okay.
You know, it was very convincing to me. Of course, you know.
Sold you on it, huh?
You'll believe in anything when your life's in danger and all you really want to do is get out of prison.
Hmm.
But the talk was that it wasn't just tongues of angels, but this is what the speaking in tongues is. It's, you know, their idea is it isn't gibberish. It's speaking, you know, speaking in the tongues of angels.
Yeah.
I would contend that, in fact, what it is a form of meditation, and that's what... No, I absolutely believe it. They've looked at chanting with Gregorian monks
uh-huh.
and found what alpha waves in the brain are affected by.
And they've looked at that in speaking in tongues as well?
I you know, I don't spend a lot of time researching speaking in tongues on the internet, but I would...
It just sounds silly to me.
Well, fine. It looks silly when you look at it on the TV and you see other people
yes,
doing it.
Yes, it does.
But that doesn't mean that it doesn't have some kind of, you know, spiritually...
For all I know, they're speaking the language of angels. I don't know, man.
But
I'm not
going to... What the contention is that also that sometimes God will give you the power to speak in the tongues of men, and therefore the ability to speak, say, languages you'd never learned or
yeah.
don't know anything
mm-hmm.
about. Now, this is interesting. In the age of video, you know, when are we going to see this person who has been, you know, God has imbued with the ability to speak in the tongues
of others? Wasn't there somebody
who... When are we going to be able to see them, you know, do this?
I'm sure I'm misremembering something here, but I could swear that there was news about somebody who had gotten some kind of concussion, had woken up, and then was speaking another language.
Wow. Exciting.
That's all the, you know, that's the generic information I have for you.
I heard about a dog that could pilot an airplane.
Right. You know, it could have been a dream. It could have been, but I'm pretty sure we talked about that on Free Talk Live. You know, it's been a decade of doing this show, so it's kind of hard to remember it all. Let's continue, though. Go to you and your thoughts. Let's talk to Robert, listening in Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live, Robert.
Yeah, hey, Ian, you were talking the other night about, legalization of marijuana in Colorado and you know, what kind of effects it'll have with our own federal government, you know, kind of like what's going on down in California, you know, and I don't know, it just seems to me that if the state legalizes it, that you know, they should be the ones to have the last word, and, you know, Uncle Sam should just stay right out of it.
Well, I get where you're coming from there. Yeah, keep the feds out, but I don't think the state should be in charge either.
So here's what the evidence to that statement is. At one point, they wanted to make alcohol illegal, and they knew that they needed a constitutional amendment to do it. So, to me, what that says is if you want to make marijuana illegal from a federal level, then you need a constitutional amendment to get that done.
Well, good question, Mark, or good observation, because the big question right now is what will the federal government do? There's the possibility, there's a looming possibility that there will be some sort of lawsuit filed to have the Supreme Court decide whether or not the federal government laws on marijuana override that of the states.
I'd be interested to know what the Supreme Court would say, but I don't by any means consider them to be.
The thing that concerns me is that... you know, I mean, I'm over here in Vermont. I've got my medical marijuana card.
Nice.
And it's, you know, I mean, there's no dispensaries here yet, but they are working on them. But,
how many years has that been?
What, since it's been legalized?
Yeah.
I don't think it's been that long. Maybe a couple of years. I could
couple
be wrong.
Years. Okay. So they're still hammering out the details on how are we going to figure out who can sell this stuff.
You can tell they're staying up nights in Montpelier burning the midnight oil trying to figure out how to get people their medicine.
So you pretty much still have to buy on the black market then.
Yeah, pretty much. I've got to tell you, it was really simple to get this set up. I mean, you call them and, you know, you get 3 sets of forms, one for yourself, one for your doctor. And, you know, fill them out and just send them back in. And
they send you a card.
In 30 days, they send you a card.
Is there a fee? Do you have to send a fee?
I have to pay $50 a year.
$50 a year. And if you get pulled over, how much can you have on you at any given time?
I can have up to 2 ounces.
Sweet. Robert, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you. He's a good guy to know in Vermont. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Bring up whatever's on your mind and take control of the airwaves here. There's more, by the way. We haven't gotten to all the gritty details about the Washington legalization scheme for cannabis. 855-450-FREE. You can also bring up whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 2's next. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hey, folks, how will you get home if a riot or natural disaster happens while traveling? If you're like me, you'll have membership with OnCall International. On the phone is the company CEO, Mike Kelly. Mike, tell us about this coverage.
OnCall International's deluxe membership includes all the great benefits of our annual membership, but also covers emergency evacuation due to earthquakes, volcanoes, political riots, military coups, and more.
Folks, save 30% off your membership today with the code RMAXA30 at OnCallInternational.com.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten.
ProGM 1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. ProGM 1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with ProEM1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com. Toll free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix, life's getting better.